redeeming parts. So we have one more storyteller in this half. You can see her performing around town as an improviser and comedian. Please welcome Liz Anderson. Yay! I'm going to take Roblox away now. She's my friend.
Thank you so much, everybody. Bill, I loved what you said about comedy sports because it sounds like Buffalo. I work at Comedy Sports Chicago. The amount of thought that goes into the running order is pretty minimal. But yeah, so thank you to Marnie Zara for asking me to do this. This has been lovely. I started getting into wrestling about 2 years ago, which is why I don't have a wrestling story. So I'm going to do a quick character monologue for you, which is in its own way. So yes, here we go. Good evening, young man. It is I, the sexy headmistress from your fantasies. I imagine I'm not quite what you were hoping for, my dear. You were hoping for a dream about a young, pert 20-something with large breasts and a supplicatory demeanor, hmm? Well, no such luck, Trevor. You see before you the result of your wildest sexual fantasies. A cross between Professor McGonagall and an Easter Island stone head. Trust, I am just as unhappy with this arrangement as you are. I have several old books that I could be rebinding at this moment. But instead, I'm to starve for the evening in your ejaculatory terrors. But as they say, the only way out is through. So. And now a little about me. My name is Mrs. Norsher. I'm a boys' school headmistress with a pedigree most high and genitals most dry. I specialize in punishments, but not the fun ones. Every day in my school is stiff, boring, and underwhelming, much like your wiener. Yes, indeed, I can see that this is somehow doing this for you. So I shall continue with this sexual talk. I see you looking at my body, Trevor. Do you like what you see? Doesn't my beaky nose seem perfect for lapping your tongue over? Does not my frame tease the mind, much like a bag of chicken bones in a dog's mouth? Does not my high, frilled, and starched collar remind you of the stiffness of my hymen? Next, I will focus on you, Trevor, because sexuality is nothing without the personal connection. Please relax as I massage your shoulders with my thumb knuckles. How was lacrosse practice, Trevor? How are you being affected by your parents' divorce? Are you secretly attracted to your cousin, or do you have the flu? Now I can see you are fully erect. Soon you will wake up sweaty and confused with memories of my Birdman-esque face burned on the side of your eyelids. I invite you, Trevor, to not worry too much about what this means. When you arise in terror and completion, realize that attraction is fluid, and being into authoritative women is actually very admirable. I can only hope that you can take what you've learned here tonight and use it in your relationships in the future. That's what I, the sexy headmistress from your fantasies, wishes to teach you. Now I'm going to flick your penis until you come. Thank
you. Liz Anderson, everybody. I don't know, it felt weird having my exact fantasies exposed on stage like that.